the drop. When does a drop become a pool or a puddle? And when it does it still fill itself a drop? A sphere among spheres, round and full? And does it remember its journey through earth, air, mist, and rain? Or raging river, catapulting, spinning, tumbling upon and around ancient moss-covered stones, laughing and singing in a chorus from source to sea? Or with eddies as interludes, observing the flow, or still and silent upon a windless lake, mirroring mountains and trees that pierce the deep blue sky, and starry nights of sweet surrender as one escapes the fold, leaving a fiery wake and disappearing with reverie that follows. And the drop, knowing its journey is the same, dispersing, becoming vapor, mist, and morning dew, a drop once more on a green leaf in spring, absorbed, consumed into chlorophyll and blood, pulsing and keeping time with purpose and intention, sensing life's ecstatic moments, contemplating itself, and lit up with inspiration, theory and sublime poetry, romance with destiny's many moods, until it is set free, willing to embrace without condition its fate, trusting, anticipating its return when upon the scorching desert sands, annihilation comes and takes it away into the void and midnight hour, separated from substance and form in timeless space, until the word resounds calling her home, with angelic beings gathered round, uniting her infinitesimal parts, divine alchemy crafting life in electromagnetic pulse, time and rhythm returning, refreshed and new, gathering, condensing into a sphere of crystal essence, innocent, a child drop, adorned with awe and wonder, light, sound, wind, and warmth, and somewhere a human voice calling. Bread, wine, and the holy sacrament of sacrifice and rebirth. The etheric Christ and Sophia heart in a drop, conscious of its sacred self. The one and all.